Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about offering crochet classes as a way to profit from your crochet. So classes can be done both online and in person. They can be done live, they can be done pre-recorded. And there's pros and cons to all these ways. But classes can be really satisfying when it comes to teaching new crocheters the art of crochet. Crochet has become incredibly popular over the last 5 years. Not least because of the pandemic and lockdown. It became something people took up because it was something they could do easily and get hold of the supplies. In fact, fiber arts became so popular that it caused an international yarn shortage at the time, which was insane. But it meant that a whole new raft of people started taking up crafts. And they are still exploring different crafts that they can take up, crochet being one of them. So classes are still popular. They always will be popular because crochet is something that is easily accessible and a relatively easy craft to take up. It needs very few supplies. You can do it by yourself. And it's something that keeps you busy in the evenings without costing a fortune. Well, as long as they don't develop a yarn collecting addiction, it isn't, but that's a whole different thing. But crochet is a cheap and accessible craft, and so classes are in demand. Online classes are hands down more profitable, purely because you can record things in advance and just sell the video files. It means that you get maximum profit for your effort. And just sell the online class over and over again. However, you don't get that same interaction with and the students. You don't get to see them as they are teaching. You don't get to be on hand to help. You don't get to be there in person. So it does feel rather impersonal. Offering classes in person also helps you. The thing about having a crochet business is that it can be very lonely. Doing this by yourself, you're often at home doing things in an empty house. Offering classes in person, it gives you that human interaction back. It gives you satisfaction having your students as seeing them in person, helping them in person, seeing what they create and seeing their progress as they go. I would say classes in person is far more satisfying and gives you back that human interaction that is missed when running a business from home alone, but it's not as profitable. So there's trade-offs no matter which way you do this. When you can offer live classes online, that is a thing and can be done. You can offer, you know, Zoom calls to help students with your pre-recorded classes so they can stop in and have a troubleshooting session. So there are some ways around it, but which way would suit you is entirely up to you. Classes in person, you've got to find a space to hold these classes. You've then got to fill the spaces so that you don't lose money on the venue, so that it's worth your time to show up. You've got to really advertise it in the local community. Running local classes in person does take some work. It takes a lot of advertising to get people to show up. By holding classes online, you remove that problem. Because as long as you have the video files available, if you only sell one place a day, you're still on the way to making a profit on the time that you spent on it. So if you're doing it online, you would record a course. do it on video. And all you got to do is record your hand and say what you're doing. You can offer workbooks, you can offer extra photos to help with difficult parts. But you would essentially just record a series of videos and bundle them together to create a class that can be bought by anybody at any time all over the world. So you have a huge audience, you have a huge potential pool of buyers. It's easier to market an online class. But again, it's not as satisfying as doing it in person. So you get to decide which way is best for you. Some people hold live classes just to get that interaction with people. It's worth it for them just to, you know, get that time with actual people instead of just staying home alone all the time. But you can offer both. You can offer in-person and online classes. And you don't have to teach just how to crochet. You can teach particular techniques. You can go up a level. Once they know the basics and they're comfortable, they want something else that challenges them. You could teach them how to do brioche crochet, mosaic crochet, how to do the mochila bags, which are quite challenging. You could do just a project. Come to my class and we'll do a crochet along over the course of a year. It doesn't have to be teaching the basics. It can be just crochet in general and just having a particular project in mind. It could be, come to my classes and over the course of 6 weeks, we're going to make this bag together. You could team up with a local craft shop so that yarn is on hand and that yarn store could offer kits to help with your classes and the project that you're doing. So it's a win-win for both. There are lots of different ways you can offer crochet classes. Live classes will always be more difficult to sell than ones that are readily available. However, people do appreciate having live support. Of if they're struggling with how to hold their hook and form their stitches, having someone there to help is going to make things massively easier. For some people, going to classes in person is their way of getting out and about and meeting new people. So if you market it in the right way, in the right places, you can fill your classes in person. I mean, it's the same as selling a class online. You have to market the right way and in the right places to get any sale at all. You just have to do it in a different way. If you're offering local, live, in-person classes, you have to go all out in your local community. Get into local Facebook groups. Maybe advertise in the local papers, local community centres, leaflets. Ask if you can put leaflets up in the window of local shops. It's the same as knowing what your audience is online, except you've got a far smaller a place to do it. Classes are incredibly satisfying, especially when you're getting messages from your students saying how much they love it and getting pictures of what they've made. It is satisfying to hear. It can really, buoy up your day, and it feels good when you get those messages. If you're going to go down this route of teaching crochet or techniques or just positioning yourself as a learning provider, it doesn't mean that it can't make you a profit. It absolutely can. But it also brings with it a great sense of satisfaction. So if that is something that you are looking for, then this is definitely something to think about. You do have to put the work in. You have to kind of prove your credentials and show what you are capable of. Now make sure that you show people what you've crocheted before so that they can see your skill level and that you have the skills to offer. Think about what they need. What are they going to need to bring so that they've got a list of supplies to get started? You might want to offer some beginners, tips before the class starts, so that they are prepared for what kind of thing they're going to be learning. But how you go about this is entirely up to you, and everyone has their own teaching style. And if you want people to have confidence that you know what you're about and that you can teach them, having some online videos, free ones, that they can access to see what you're about is a great way to give them confidence to then enroll in the classes that you're going to be offering. Teaching anything can be incredibly satisfying. It can give you a great sense of purpose and, you know, give you a really good sense of self-worth as well. And in a world where, you know, having a crochet business can be a lonely place, it gives you that ability to have more interaction with people, to meet new people for yourself and have that conversation that can sometimes be missing when you're doing things solo.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.